we begin to showcase our Christ-like image in everything we do. When the word of God manifests, our shoulders high, our heads up, our heads will no longer be bowed, because we have tasted and seen that God's word works. Men and women will begin to will come to learn from us how to be in a relationship with the Father. And by it, we become disciples. By it, we become disciples. One important thing to note, listen to me, pay attention. One important thing to note is that we manifest the word of God to us by doing the word of God. We manifest God's word by doing God's word. By doing the word of God, we can manifest God's word by doing complete opposite of the word. We can't manifest God's word by doing the complete opposite of the word of God. It's not possible. Opposite of the word and expect to see the same result that the word of God has, that the word of that the Lord gives you. No, now it's not done. We manifest God's word by doing God's word. So it is important that we get instructions from God on how He wants us to do the things He has called us to by the word released to us. Because it is by that word we would obey the instructions therein. See, the word of God is not grievous. It's concise. It's not ambiguous. We just need to align in Him. We just need to abide in God. We just need to be in tune in spirit with the Father. The word of God manifests in our lives when we do the word of God. We can manifest God's word by doing the complete opposite of the word. It doesn't work. It is important we get the instructions from God on how He wants us to do the things He has called us to by the word released to us. As I conclude this third day of securing your word for manifestation, abiding in God makes us produce the word released to us. Abiding in God makes us produce God's word to us. Because our spiritual antenna will always be at alert, attentive to do what is commanded. We see our word manifest when we do as the word commands. Our word manifests when we do as the word commands. As I conclude, our love of God is exhibited when we abide in God. And it shows in our obedience to the word. And the end result is the manifestation of our word. When we abide in God, we love on Him. When we abide in God, the word of God excites us. When we abide in God, we are obedient to the word. We are obedient to the instruction that comes by the word. And the end result of that obedience is the manifestation of our word. Praise be the name of the Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. Our love of God is exhibited when we abide in Him. And it shows by the obedience to the word that He gives us. It shows in obedience that to instructions that the word that He gives us carries. And the end result of that obedience manifests in the result. Manifest, 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 manifest. We see it in the manifestation of our word. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for staying by and standing in throughout these 3 days of securing your word for manifestation. I particularly give you glory, Lord. I particularly honor you. I particularly reference you because of your presence that was ever, that is ever before me, that is ever with me. As I do your will and your will alone. Father, thank you because the word has been said, the word has been recorded, the word has been shared. Father, Lord, let it find meaning in the lives of your people. Let it find meaning in the lives of your children. Let it find meaning in the lives of your people. Let it find meaning in the lives of your children. In the name of Jesus Christ. Welcome back, Brother Folabi. Please, you need to go back to listen to the recording so that you can catch up with everything that you have missed while you left. I guess it was network while you left. Praise be the name of the Lord. We've come to the end of securing your word for manifestation for the month of March 2024. I'll see you again in April for the April edition, April 2024, next month, for the April edition of securing your word for manifestation. And it's going to be from 1st to 3rd of April in Jesus' mighty matchless name. I want to pray for everyone who has not given their lives to Christ. As we are talking that we should abide in God, abiding in Christ means that you surrender your life to Christ. Because you cannot abide in God if your life is not surrendered in salvation, by redemption to the Father. So it's so simple. Just say, God, just say, Lord Jesus, I give you my life. Lord Jesus, I give you my life. Say it with every intent of your heart. Say it because you really mean it this time. Lord Jesus, I give you my life. And that's all you need to say. And the Holy Spirit will begin to work His good work in your life. And you begin to abide in God. And God will begin to speak to you. And those words will begin to manifest in the supreme and matchless name of Jesus. I implore you that you should go back to listen to from day one, from March 1, to listen to the word of, to everything that was shared, especially the prayers, to key into the prayers and to listen to what I share, because there is a word for you there in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise be the name of the Lord. It is my prayer for you. I need you to pray for me. Praise be the name of God before we go. Praise be the name of the Lord that the conference, the Akebi Shere 2024 conference that the Father is hosting through me will be a success. It's worship. It's a prophetic healing gathering that will just worship the Father, and the healing virtue from Jesus will flow through the wings of our worship. And people that need healing, if you believe or have faith, you'll be healed. Akivishere 2024 is hosting, is holding this month on the 29th, because it's always going to be in at Easter period. That's the instruction I got from the Father. Easter period is when he wants to be moving, you get, because he rose again. He rose from the dead. And he wants to heal, because he was anointed to heal, to do good. According to the book of Acts 10:38, God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about to do good, healing everyone that was oppressed, because God was with him. So every year, Akivishere 2024, the good doer will be going about doing the Akivishere conference, prophetic healing gathering, to heal whoever believes for their healing. So please keep me in prayers. Keep me in prayers that the Lord wrought his mighty healing power through Akivishere 2024, that the healing flow, the healing river flow, the healing virtue of Jesus flows in that conference. Come March 29th. Come the 29th of this month. God bless you as you put me in your prayers in Jesus' name. I pray for you that Akivishere, the good doer God, the one who goes about to do good, whose name is Jesus, will continually do you mighty, mighty, mighty good. In Jesus' mighty, matchless name. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you, Brother Falabi. Thank you so much for joining in. I'll see you again in April. I'll send you a DM, Brother Falabi, a reminder when the time comes, so that you can join in and key in to securing your word for manifestation for the month of April. God bless you and have a splendid night rest in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye for now.